Hey everyone, my name is Charmaine and I'm the dietitian that helps people reverse type 2 diabetes with plant-based eating. And I have Maria here, who is one of our clients from a reversing diabetes program. We can say hi to everyone, Maria.
Hi, I'm Maria.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm very excited to have you on here, Maria. And what made you reach out to us in the first place?
I saw your videos on TikTok, and because it got me curious, and because about your plant-based eating, it's very different from what I'm used to in the medical community, and which is just how we just manage the symptoms, and we just give medications to patients. And I really loved how you were targeting the root cause, which is insulin resistance.
Yeah, yeah. Are you someone that is familiar with the medical field?
Yeah, I'm a registered nurse. So I have seen firsthand a lot of, you know, patients that come in with type of diabetes and the effects on it on the body and their lives and their families as well. So I wanted to be on top of it before it's too late. I'm pre-diabetic, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm glad that, you know, we got connected, and, you know, I'm a registered dietitian, and I agree, a lot of times in our medical field, we were taught to look at the symptoms, we're taught to manage the symptoms, and okay, what are their symptoms? What medication are we going to give them, right? Or like what medical nutrition therapy we're going to give them. So I'm very familiar with that as well, but I'm really glad that, you know, you're like, okay, we need to get to the root cause of this. So I love that. And I know that this transition is probably something that is, you know, very different from what you're used to. So what was your motivation to start this?
There's just so many diets and advice online. There's so much information that it just got overwhelming, and I just wanted to focus on the one thing that I know can work, which is going plant-based. And while watching your videos, I also had the same reaction as everyone else, which is, what, eat more carbs? And it's like, how? And but we were also trying to get pregnant, so I wanted to make a lifestyle change, and I need structure. And so it was fitting that I found your program right on time.
Awesome, awesome. I love that. And if you don't mind describing, how has your journey been, you know, trying to reverse the pre-diabetes, changing your lifestyle? How has that been for you?
I was very excited to make these drastic changes. My body responded in different ways. Before, when I would eat broccoli and beans, I would get gassy and bloated. That's why I usually avoid them. And the first few weeks of the program, I would crave sweets, salty food, greasy food, and all that stuff. But every week I would put in my food journal, and I would get positive reinforcement and support from Kara. And I learned so much about the food, the science, psychology, a lot of compassion. And, you know, that way it made the journey a lot more tolerable than I expected.
Awesome, awesome. That's great. I love that, you know, you're able to learn a lot about like the science behind it. And, you know, it's not just about the food itself. It's also about like the mindset, the motivation, and all of that, the psychology of things. So I love that, you know, you are taken care of in all these aspects. And if you don't mind sharing, what are the results that you've been seeing with this lifestyle?
After just a few weeks, I was no longer bloated, and then I started shedding some pounds, and then I have more energy, even though I was eating so much more. And I started looking at food differently, and my taste buds started changing, and I have become pickier with food. And now I feel, when I eat animal products, I feel bloated, I feel gassy, and I get stomach aches, which is completely opposite of how it was a few weeks ago. And so that also helped me kind of like not want to eat them, because, you know, I asked myself, as I remember you were saying this before in one of your videos, like, why would I want to feel like, do I want to feel that way? And then I, like, you know, and I choose the plants, and I feel so much better after. And now actually I had my lumen A1C drawn. Mm-hmm. I've always been 5.7, and I tried so many things, and I tried intermittent fasting, I tried cutting out carbs and sweets, and it just wouldn't budge. And so I remember thinking, like, how come I'm not doing, there's got to be something that I'm not doing. This is before the program. Mm-hmm. And then now, just six weeks in, my A1C went down to 5.3, which wow. is the lowest it's ever been in 4 years. And you know, in the beginning, that was, you asked me what my goal was, and my goal was like to just lower it. But now I feel so good. I feel so much healthier that my perspective has changed. That number is not even the goal anymore. It's more like a bonus, because it's just how I just gauge everything now with how I feel.
Wow. And
I think it's just, that says a lot. So I'm just really happy.
That's awesome. I literally have like goosebumps. I don't know if you can see, but I have like goosebumps right now, just because I think it's huge for someone to share that. It's not really about the numbers. You know, when you first started, yeah, like you want to bring the 5.7 down because you were trying everything to bring the 5.7 down. But to you now, it's really about how you feel, like how you have a different outlook on life, and you know how now you're going to start building a family. And I think I'm just so excited. I'm so happy for you, because I think these are the moments that I'm reminded that, okay, like we're not just here for the numbers, right? We're not just here for, you know, to crank a testimony out. No, like we're here really to change lives. And I love that you have a totally entire different perspective. And I think even the crazier thing is that you're eating more carbs and you're lowering your A1C. I know I teach about this, but I'm still like so surprised and amazed by this, because, you know, it really does work when you focus on reversing the insulin resistance and increasing your carbohydrate tolerance. Then, you know, no matter how much fruits and carbs that you eat, your body will be able to process it. So I think that's just mind-blowing. That's awesome. How does it feel to eat more carbs and still be able to lower your A1C?
It feels so liberating, because back then it was like, oh, you know, like you have to count your carbs and all this, and it just always felt so restrictive, like with everything. And now it's like all I have to do is choose wisely, and then I can have whatever I want, and you know, and it's just, this is wonderful. I don't even like think about it anymore now. Like I feel like it's second nature.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. What would you say to someone who is on the fence about reversing type 2 diabetes with a mostly plant-based diet?
It can be daunting if you look at it. It can be intimidating. It may even seem impossible, but taking one step at a time is a step closer to the healthier version of yourself. And just like anything, expect it to be difficult and challenging in the beginning. But, you know, this journey and lifestyle change is not meant to be, you know, done alone. And that's what Charmaine's, you know, that's what your team is here for. And I was so thankful, because I probably wouldn't be able to power through when I was like, oh, it's so hard, I can't do it, without the support. And just remember that you're doing this work for yourself, mm-hmm. and that you're investing on your health, and the amount of work you put in will be reflected in the results. Mm-hmm. And as a nurse, I also try to educate patients about healthy eating as much as I can. And now that I have like this little bit of more knowledge, I feel a lot more comfortable, because I practice what I teach.
Yeah, I mean, you have more than a little bit of knowledge. Now you have all the tools that you'll be able to use for the rest of your life, right? To know how to eat healthy. And I love that, because I think as medical professionals, we have the opportunity to, you know, be the authority and to share with people, hey, like this is what works. And I just am so glad that, you know, you're able to share that with other people as well. And, you know, one thing that I've been learning personally about, you know, because I always learn like how can I help people like stick to the habit and to, you know, continue with this. And one thing that I learned recently, I heard it on a podcast, is you know, what helps people stick to the habit the most is having a group of people that are doing the same thing as you are. You know, if you have friends that like love to read, like make friends with them, you know, and it'll be easier to read, right? Or, you know, with us, like, you know, we always have a community and have, you know, a lot of communication that way where, you know, it's a power of a community to do this together. So I love that you can be the community for your patients. So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing, Maria. For those of you who want to learn more about the science of reversing type 2 diabetes, of reversing pre-diabetes, insulin resistance, make sure you check out my free training. I break down on all the steps and science on how I've helped hundreds of people be able to do so. So excited to see you guys there, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.